Morning, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going, Stephen?
Good morning. What are your thoughts?
I was in Tesco's last night. I'd just done a pretty big shop and went to the checkout to pay for it, and the card was actually declined, and the payment didn't go through. I'm also a bank customer, I asked them to pay through again. There was a massive queue at this stage, you know, to pay for the second time, and it didn't go through again. So I just had to leave the shop in Tesco's, went to the ATM to check the ATM, Stephen, and the balance was basically zero, which I knew wasn't correct. So I had to leave, from shopping, and my mince pies and Tesco's, and go home without it.
What do you think of that? I can imagine.
It's a disgrace, Stephen. I was one of the customers that was affected back in 2012 as well. So I think it's not a joke, terrible. We were one of the first ones that have been fixed, so it's probably down to Nolan Show and what you've done back in 2012, but they've made sure that the Ulster Bank customers were sorted first, because I know there are still customers across the water here problems.
So your balance actually said zero?
Yeah, the balance said zero, which was totally incorrect. I knew I wasn't right, because I knew what was in the account. So obviously there was a thought that had my account been hacked, had someone cleaned the account out. There was all that panic. I'm standing with my son. We can hear in the background there. I hate me, he's 18 months old. I've had my arms, I've got a trolley full of shopping. Customers looking at me, you know, my face going red, their face is going red. Obviously thinking this guy probably has no money or whatever. And the woman was trying to pay the card too frantically a couple of times. We just give up, and I went on.
It is embarrassing when it's rejected, isn't it?
Sure it is indeed. I mean, it is. And it's not just the embarrassment, it's the fear as well of thinking has something happened to my account. You know, because when Ulster Bank tell you, you know, this will never happen again, you know, we'll make sure that the systems don't crash again, and then there it is, you know.
Well, look, Stephen, they've rushed in here this morning so that they can apologise to you. Would you like to speak to them?
Yeah, okay, yeah, definitely.
Go ahead, say good morning to them.
Hi, Ulster Bank, are you there? Are you going to apologise?
That's right. No, they didn't really want to speak to people like
that. Okay.
That's right. They did give us a statement, though, saying that they apologise. No human face to this local bank of ours.
Yeah.
If anyone's been out of pocket, they say, as a result of these system problems, we'll put this right. If any customers experience any issues this morning, they should get in touch with our call centres or come into our branches, where our staff will be ready to help.
Well, Stephen, are they going to go to Tesco's and sort of explain to the people? Because I was really embarrassed. And it isn't just the fact that I was out of pocket. It's more the fact of the embarrassment that I had in my local Tesco's, that I was standing with my son in my arms with a trolley full of shopping that I couldn't take home. And there's nothing Tesco's could do about it. I mean, I'm actually heading back now to get the shopping again. So I'm going to have to walk around again and get a ring and put it in and pay for it again. So it's the inconvenience and the hassle that I've faced.